Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed. And we've been talking about forgiveness, forgiving God, forgiving others, and now we're on forgiving ourselves. And just a brief reminder that in our spirit, we are both fully forgiven and fully forgiving. So it's not, forgiveness is no longer based on behavior or even asking for forgiveness. Instead, our forgiveness is based on our new nature. We now forgive ourselves, not even because we recognize we've done something wrong, whatever that may mean, but because we are a forgiving person, we free ourselves to be available to God, for Him to do the work in us that's necessary. He knows so much better what we need and what needs to be corrected than we do. And so often what happens is precisely that we interfere by thinking that we are responsible and we go beyond what God has already done. And what He has already done is He has freed us from accountability. We're no longer on the game of meeting standards, trying to achieve certain goals or standards, or trying to meet those expectations. Now we understand it's not dealing with the negatives in our lives. And we are all such negative people. You know, you say something wrong to someone, and that's what sticks in your mind, not the 10 things you said that were right. Or we do something wrong, and that's what sticks in our mind, not the 100 things that we've done that were right. And likewise, to think that God already dealt with the negative in our lives 2,000 years ago, and all He's focusing on are the blessings and the gifts and the great things He has in store for us and He has ready and available for us now. We think God is like us, or thinks like our like we do in our souls and in our habits. But He's dealing with that. He'll get there. And we'll just hang in with Him and work with Him and cooperate with Him as He changes our focus. And He's changing it from focusing on the negative to resting in the positive. Because all things, what we'll find is that what we used to consider good and bad are now all part of His dealing with us. And we can look at it in terms of the potter. You know, we talk about Him as the master potter. Well, it takes both the left hand and the right hand to shape the clay into the desired form. The left hand of negative circumstances and the right hand of blessing. So the left hand of crisis, of stress, is necessary, as just as necessary as the right hand of encouragement and blessing. They're both God. And as we begin to see that his purpose is not about everything being, you know, sweetness and light and easy and happy and peaceful and nothing ever going wrong. That's not God. That's us. That's what we want. And if we continue to misinterpret who God is, we end up fighting against him. And when those bad circumstances come into our lives, instead of taking full advantage of them and doing the work necessary to learn what we're supposed to learn, to understand God more as he reveals himself and how to depend on him and rely on him, instead we rebuke it, or we run from it, or we interpret it as judgment. And so it is with forgiveness. When we experience guilt or shame or condemnation, we don't recognize that interpretation as being incorrect. We join it. We say, well, I should feel guilty. That was a shameful thing I did. There is something wrong with me. Instead of, okay, Lord, what's going on here? What are you trying to deal with? What do I need to do? And seeing these red flags not as God's way of shaming us into correcting our behavior, but rather, here's something I want to talk to you about. Over here, come here. And he gets our attention, and all we need to do is give it. He is not holding us accountable for our actions. That is just, I know, so totally different than what we're used to. You're off the hook as far as he's concerned. He's thoroughly taking care of it. It's done. You don't have to make up for it. You don't have to catch up for it. When we talk about time and redeeming it, this second is your entire life. This moment in time, you only have one choice you have to make. Are you going to try to do it yourself, whatever it is, or are you going to let God do it in and through you? Are you going to depend on him, turn to him? And it's those series of moments that we are freed from the hindrances, and he draws us to himself. He knows what he's doing. The only way we know how far we can trust him is to trust him far and let him prove himself faithful. If he really is the God we think he is, he will show up. If he's not the God we think he is, then he's not God at all. Now, we do need to have our thinking changed, but as we depend on him, he does it. So let's let him be the God. And as we've let him off the hook, and we've forgiven him for the pain he causes, and we've done the same for others, we do the same for ourselves. We've all done things that we wish we hadn't have done, or we'd have done differently. You know, there's the things of omission and the crimes of omission and the crimes of commission. Things we did and things we didn't do. We all have them. And they've all had an effect on those we've loved and those we wish we'd loved, things we'd done would have done differently, looking back. But we're not looking back. That's not where our focus is. God may take us back by bringing things to the surface that he wants to heal. But he brings them to take them away, not to beat us over the head with them. So then how do we go about, and why do we go ahead and go through the process if we no longer need to forgive ourselves? Why are we going through this process? Because there are areas in our lives that we are still beating ourselves up with. And so we go through this process to go into our future with a clean slate. We see, you know, let the Lord have an opportunity to give us new projects based on things we may need to correct from the past, relationships or whatever. But moving forward, we can't do that with all speed and intensity that God would like us to if we are still carrying those weights and of holding ourselves accountable. You know, things in the past are in the past. By freeing ourselves from those weights, we are redeeming the past. We are changing its effect. We are nullifying its effect. Undoing it. And again, recognizing that everything that happened in your past is exactly what God wanted to happen. It was for your good and for the good of everyone else concerned. So we are working at a clean slate for ourselves, knowing that we want to get to the point that we aren't constantly reliving or regretting or re-experiencing things from our past. We want to prepare for the future but live in the present. So how do we do that? Last week we were talking about writing everything down. Writing as God brings these things, brings past mistakes or regrets to the surface, write them down. And very often it's in the process of writing them down that he frees us from them. How do we know we've been free? How do we know we've forgiven ourselves in that area? It's not that we don't stop thinking about that stupid thing we did or that was done to us. It's instead when we think about it now, once we've forgiven ourselves, it doesn't hurt as much. We may still go, wow, that was really stupid. I wish I hadn't have done that. And then you go on to the next thing. It's no longer a trigger. It no longer sends you over the edge. It's not something you need to dwell on. Now it's just a fact. It's like, yeah, it's not a trap anymore. And eventually we do forget about it just because there's so many other things God is revealing himself to us about. He has so much for us right now. We really don't need to focus on the past. We just need to be freed from it. God knows what's holding you back. A lot of times we think, you know, if I hadn't have done this, if I hadn't have said that, alienated that person or hurt that person or made this decision, taken that action, my life would be totally different. God wants you to know that where you're at right now is exactly where he wanted you to be. He has planned your life. If it was that important that you didn't make this decision and you made a different decision, he would have made sure you did. He's after you, not what you do. So we go through the process of forgiving ourselves. first so we know how to do it, we correct our view of what forgiveness is, but then we can start with a clean slate and know that there is nothing in our past that is bogging us down, burdening us. So first, we just allow the Lord, and again, you're going to write this down, and you're going to do this as often as necessary until he says, okay, we're done. And this might not be the time for you. The Lord may be dealing with you about something totally different. But what's important is that you recognize there is something for you to do to free yourself from your past. You don't have to live with those burdens. God doesn't want you to. And if you are, you're arguing with him. Okay, if he's drawing you to be free from your past and you're resisting him, you are resisting him. So as often as is necessary, just take some time, set aside some time to ask the Lord to bring to the surface any area in which you need to forgive yourself. And he will bring to the surface those areas that you are still holding yourself accountable for. Now, during this time, he may go back and connect certain instances in your life to areas where you need to forgive others and, again, forgive God for causing you pain. Don't be concerned about who is on the receiving end of your forgiveness, whether it's yourself, others, or God. What you're learning is how to live according to your new nature, which is now a forgiving nature. Doesn't really matter who's on the receiving end. It's just you learn how to forgive. That's who you are. Don't worry, you're going to be good at it. It may be awkward at first, but you'll get real good at it because that's who you are. You are a forgiving person. Doesn't matter if the other person asks for it. Doesn't matter if you deserve forgiveness. That's not the issue. You are a forgiving person. So you forgive yourself, period. You forgive others. You forgive God for causing you pain. That's it. It's not up for discussion. It's a part of who you are. So let him bring to your memory, your thoughts, any area that he knows is an interference, is a hindrance, is an area where you need to release either yourself, someone else, or even himself. And write it down. And be very specific. Be specific about the time, place, the people involved, the emotions, the consequences, everything about it. Because then you're going to leave it behind and know, okay, you're going to want to deal with every aspect of it that the Lord may want to deal with. Get it all out in the open. Take care of it all once for all. Now, he's already taken care of it. But you need to know that you have forgiven. And it's good practice. Because we all have to do this. We all have to learn how to live as spirit beings. So let the Lord bring to your attention in any way he chooses. And again, this is give yourself time. As you give him specific time that you've set aside, throughout the day and throughout the next coming days, he will bring to the surface, maybe in even odd times, areas where you are holding yourself accountable or holding yourself responsible, and even areas where you were responsible and you failed and you maybe failed miserably. Again, God's not holding you accountable, and you need to stop holding yourself accountable by forgiving. Now, a reminder that this is between you and God. Unless he specifically directs you to include someone else, this is best. This is a private matter between you and God. Unless there's restitution that's necessary or a healing of a relationship, an apology, an expression of regret, but then it would still only involve the people involved. In other words, this is not something you take up to your home group. This is not to be made into a lesson to teach someone else. This is between you and God. There's two aspects of freedom. There's the aspect that he sets us free, and he did that 2,000 years ago. But there's also the aspect that he makes us free. And that's the process we're in. So we are becoming free in our soul. This takes work. We need to relearn how to live. And the more we involve other people in addition to God, the more we interfere with that union with God. This doesn't mean to exclude people, certainly not. But we relate to others on an equal level. We don't look to others to fill our needs, and we don't look to others as a receiver of our goods. In other words, we don't enter into a codependent relationship with others or with God. And we'll get into that in some other time. But when we're going through these areas, especially of healing, well, pretty much of most things, you know, God has secrets. And in your spirit, he has already revealed all his secrets. Think of that. You know how time works in your spirit. You have the mind of Christ in your spirit. You have the secrets of the universe, the keys to time. You have it all in your spirit. But there are things that are secrets that he doesn't want revealed out of time. So he wants to make us trustworthy so that through our spirit, he can reveal those secrets to our soul. Remember, his basic nature is to give. He is a giving person. He is a giving God. And so he is desirous. His desire is to reveal more and more of himself. But if we can't keep those secrets, he can't tell us. And we start learning to keep our mouths shut by keeping private those things that he is working with us privately. So unless he specifically directs, as you forgive others and forgive yourself and even forgive him, these are private matters between you and him. There is no other mediator between you and God but Jesus, and he's already done the job. He has brought you to him. You are now in him and with him. That mediator has done his job. So we now don't need to double check or verify. Now God may and will likely bring people into your life to encourage you and to hear what the Lord is doing in your life. But that's not where we turn. That's not what we are looking for. That's a side note. So what we learn from God when we depend on Him and learn from Him and are changed by Him, it's not so that we then have something to share with others. It's because He loves you. Now, there are times when we just can't hold it in. There may be times when we can't hold it in. God says, oh, yes, you can. We're in a lifelong learning experience. We are learning how to rule and reign in Him, through Him, by Him, on this earth now. And every circumstance, every experience is to teach us and give us more opportunity to depend on Him. And He's freeing us and healing us and teaching us how to be that forgiving person. Think about that word. It's forgiving. That's what we're here for. We're forgiving. We are giving what we have already received. If we haven't received it, we've got nothing to give. And yet, we don't get to choose how we give. All things are under His direction. And as our soul, our mind, will, and emotions are freed more and more, and as we are released from our past, and we release others from their past, and allow them to be in the place God has them, and allow ourselves to be right where we are, right now, that this is exactly where God wanted us to be. We release ourselves, forgive ourselves, free ourselves. Then we are free to give. Most of the time, we don't even recognize that. We don't even see that we're giving. We don't even experience that giving, because we are still so focused and depending on God that when others have a need, they just come and receive and go about their way. It's not something we need to be focused on, working on, or aware of. We're just doing the projects God has given us. Now, that project may be specifically sharing with others, but our focus is on fulfilling the project, not on fulfilling the need. So spend that time with God. Let Him bring these things to the surface. And in the next coming weeks, we're going to go through a step-by-step process with each one of those, each one of the experiences, sometimes we just feel guilty for something we thought or felt, you know, being angry at our parents or, you know, being angry at a new baby, whatever. And the Lord wants to free us from those. And very often, just writing it down and describing it or letting God bring it to the surface, very often that's all it takes. But we're going to cooperate with Him, learn how to depend on Him, and forgive ourselves and release ourselves. Very specifically, step by step. The first step is to whatever the Lord brings, if you're just thinking and it comes out, that's from Him, write it down, and we'll bring it before Him and let Him speak to you about it. But very often, just bringing it out, that's all it takes, and the Lord may never speak to you about it again. So we'll be getting back together again on Thursday to talk about knowing him better. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.